It may be too cold to play some sports, but that doesn't always stop the Western Michigan University paintball team. WMUK's Patrick Littleton has more.
Staying active, meeting new people, and being outdoors are some of the reasons people try paintball. Here's why members of the Western Michigan University paintball team say they play paintball.
The adrenaline rush. It's nothing else is like it. I snowboard, I've rock climbed. There's nothing else is like the adrenaline rush of paintball. It hooks you.
I chose to play paintball because I really wasn't good at like basketball or football, and I liked adrenaline sports a lot. I used to like riding my bike and like just jumping off jumps until started getting hurt doing that, and took up the sport of paintball and can't get over the adrenaline rush.
That was Tim Drahokapil and Brian Ganawicha, captains of the WMU paintball team. They got together with Nathan Haney to form the WMU club sport in the summer of 2010. There are actually two paintball teams. Drahokapil says one is more competitive than the other.
The two teams, the starter team, those are the heavily into tournament paintball guys. Those are the guys that have been grinding for 5-6 years out on the inflatable airball course. And the secondary team is pretty much those that like paintball. They've seen tournaments. They kind of just want to work their way into it. They start at the lower level leagues, and then they just slowly brace themselves into it.
There are 10 players on the competitive team, while the recreational team can have upwards of 15 players. The team participates in 4 tournaments per year against other Midwest schools. Here's Ganawicha again.
There's this national tournament, which is down in Lakeland, Florida. We get sent there to go compete against the whole nation, not just the other like Midwest league. Play some good teams out there. Last year we didn't end up going, but we ended up finishing 6th overall in the nation out of 88 college teams, I think it is. The year before that, we ended up placing 2nd in nationals, and we lost to University of Buffalo.
The team has traveled as far as Washington, D.C. and California for tournaments. Drahokapil says the only difficult thing about managing the team is paying for these tournaments. He says, fortunately, the WMU team is one of the few that's sponsored.
Right now, through sponsorships, we have sponsorship with this company called Ninja Paintball, and they pay for 40 cases of our paint, which are 2,000 rounds each, and at an event, those can cost up to anywhere of $60 a case. So long as we continue to make the Sunday finals, Ninja will continue to pay for our paint so long as we continuously do well, do better, and eventually get that win.
Drahokapil says though membership is free, paintball equipment can be pretty pricey.
A basic gun would cost you anywhere from, you could pay maybe $100 to $300, and you could be ready to go play paintball. You can even get a basic setup for even $300. If you want to talk more expensive, like there's some guns that range up to like $1,500.
Proper equipment is an essential part of paintball, especially the mask, as it keeps paintballs away from your eyes. Though being pelted by small balls of paint at 300 feet per second may not sound fun to you, Drahokapil says it's worth it.
Like I said before, the adrenaline rush. People think paintball's scary, they think it hurts, but believe me, once you're playing, you don't feel it, you want to go back for more.
You can find out more about WMU's paintball team by searching their Facebook page, Western Michigan Broncos Paintball. For WMUK, I'm Patrick Littleton.